Masechet Eduyot Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Dalid. A dead body spreads Tum'ah to anything that's under the same roof as it, that Tum'at Ohel that we mentioned in Mishnah Zayin. If there's a keli in that room, same room as a corpse under the same roof, then that utensil, that keli and everything inside of it becomes Tameh. The exception to this rule would be an earthenware vessel that has a sealed cover by a Torah law. That vessel and everything inside of it would not become tameh. We'll have a machloket here on a derabanan level if certain things do become tameh, even if they're inside a sealed earthenware vessel. Mishnah says, keli heres matzil al hakol, a earthenware vessel that's sealed protects everything inside of it from becoming tameh, from tameh met, from a dead body. Kedivre Bet Hillel, according to the opinion of Bet Hillel, or Bet Shammai omrim, eno matzil ela al ha'ochalin ve'al ha'mashkin ve'al kele heres. Bet Shammai disagree, and they say that the sealed earthenware vessel only protects food, drink, and other earthenware objects, but on a derabanan level, any other item that's inside an earthenware vessel would become tameh, even though the earthenware vessel is sealed. The rationale behind both of the opinions is now discussed. It's all based on the Am Ha'aretz. And Am Ha'aretz is an unlearned person who doesn't know or observe the laws of Tum'ah properly. Hachamim decreed that when dealing with that type of person, all of his possessions have to be considered always Tameh. Amru lahem Bet Hillel mipinema Bet Hillel say to Bet Shammai. Why do you say that anything inside of an earthenware vessel would become impure if it's under the same roof as a tamet, tamemet? Amru lahem Bet Shammai, mipnei shehu tameh al gab am ha'aretz. Say Bet Shammai to Bet Hillel, because if an earthenware vessel belonged to an am ha'aretz, a unlearned person, we say automatically that it's tameh. All the kelim of an am ha'aretz are tameh. So therefore, this earthenware vessel would be tameh. And if you have a utensil that is tameh itself, it can't block the tum'ah from going even to the items that are inside of it. Whatever's inside that vessel will become tameh as well, even if there's a seal around the vessel. So therefore, since some earthenware vessels, which are owned by Amei Ha'aretz, do not protect the contents within it from becoming tameh, we say as well, the rabbis made a decree on other earthenware vessels that have things in it, that those items become tameh as well as part of this gezerah. Amru lahem Bet Hillel v'halot yartem ochalim u'mashkim shebetocho. So Bet Hillel said Bet Shammai, but we see that you do have exceptions to your rule. You told us, Bet Hillel telling Bet Shammai, that food, drink, and other earthenware items that are inside of an earthenware vessel, those stay tahor. So if you're so concerned about objects that are inside the earthenware vessel because of the Am Ha'aretz, why do you not consider everything to be tameh? Why do you have exceptions to your rule? Bet Shammai then answer back to Bet Hillel. Amru lahem Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai answer. Keshitihanu ochalim u'mashkin shebetocho le'atzmo tihanu. When we said that food and liquid drinks and other earthenware objects that are inside the sealed earthenware vessel are tahor, the only person that's going to help is the Am Ha'aretz himself. In other words, our whole nervousness over here is for the haved, is for the person who's careful with tum'ah and tahara. And we want to make sure that he doesn't get mixed up, that he doesn't unintentionally use something that's tameh. But what Bet Shammai is saying, there's no nervousness about that when you're talking about food, drink, and other earthenware items, because the haved, the person who's careful, will never borrow those items ever from an Am Ha'aretz. He's careful about those laws, and therefore, we could say these objects are tahor, and it wouldn't affect the haved whatsoever. Aval keshitiharta takeli, but when you want to say that a regular object is tahor, if it's inside a sealed earthenware vessel, over there, tiharta lecha velo. What you're doing over there is you're making it tahor, and the difference is not only going to be for the Am Ha'aretz who's going to use it, but it's going to affect the chaver, it's going to affect the learned person, because the learned person may borrow one of these objects from an Am Ha'aretz. So we're nervous that the Am HaAretz will have a sealed earthenware vessel and is going to have a utensil inside of it, and it's going to be under the same roof as a dead body. The earthenware vessel of the Am HaAretz is Tameh, so it doesn't block the Tum'ah that could get inside of that Keli, and it would make whatever's inside of it Tameh. What's the Am HaAretz thinking? Ah, it's an earthenware vessel. It's locked up, it's closed, and it's going to protect everything inside of it from the Tum'ah. And then the Am HaAretz is going to give that item to the Haver without telling him that it was Tameh. And the Haver, who the whole point of the Gizra is for, is going to end up using this item that is Tameh. So to avoid the whole problem in the first place, HaChamim made a decree that sealed earthenware vessels do not protect their contents. Again, with those exceptions of food, drink, and other earthenware items, according to Beit Shammai. Hazru Beit Hillel lehorot kedivrei Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel then took back their original ruling, and they held like the opinion of Beit Shammai.